الحمد لله وكفى والسلام كفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار صدق الله العلي العظيم Under this ayat we were discussing what a great favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us existence an existence in the best of form that is Hazrat Insan. And we mentioned that Allah Ta'ala very beautifully impresses upon our minds to think Hal Ata'ala al-Insan Hinu min al-Dah lam yakun shay'an maskura. And Jazakallah has been taught by our Shaykh that Ya Insan actually refers directly to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam himself. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the inception of mankind was not existing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through the barakat of Hazrat, Allah gave tawfiq, we also opened Jalaleen to see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that once upon a time, mankind, you were not existing. And then see, according to narrations, Allahu Akbar, according to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah ta'ala took 40 years before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam got life. In other words, from stage to stage, 40 years in one, according to another narration, 120 years. 40 years in one stage, then 40 years in another stage, in another stage, in another stage, 40 years in a third stage. And then Allah Ta'ala says, just ponder and think, then how we made the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfa. That insan, we made you, your forefather, from soil and water, from the most inferior substance. But what we made you, Allahu Akbar. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so beautifully, وَمِنْ آيَاتِي أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. That see, we made you from soil, from sand, and now you are a bashar, you are a human being, and you're walking around, and what are you not doing in the world today? As we have learned so beautifully, a beautiful example, that a grandfather, buys for his grandson, granddaughter, a walkie-talkie doll, and you put the batteries in and the doll starts walking, you get amused more than the small child. As other teachers are so beautifully, hum bachpan be ho gaye, abhi bachpana nahi gaye. We 55, 60 and we still like small children. You bought it for your grandchild, but you getting more amused. See how it's talking. And that is a man-made toy. Allah says, look at you. Allahu Akbar. And man also to make that, manufacture that walkie-talkie doll, he wants to use the best material so it can sell in a market. Allah Ta'ala says, think of yourself. We made you from the most inferior material, from soil which people walk on it. People don't really have value on it. People urinate. People make stool on it. But see what we made you. Bashar, we made you human being. What a human being that now you are manufacturing and what things you are making, jets, etc. And you getting astonished at what you are manufacturing yourself. But you forgot and you can't just ponder and think a little while. Allah says, Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfa. The progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam also from one dirty, filthy droplet of sperm. There was such a dirty droplet that the moment it emerged from the body of a human being, every hair of the body becomes napak. That is why we have to make ghusl. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, just think, from this dirty, filthy droplet, we made the material of your brains. That now with your brains, you are making so many things, and you forget who gave you this brain. And so beautifully we have learned that this Allah made brains. We should all the time ponder and think of this fact. Whatever we do or any time we think, hey, I did this, then just think, this is Allah made brains. Allah given brains. Allah Ta'ala has given us this brains. And this brains today, what it is not making. But we forget where this brains came from. Who gave us this brains? So anyway, we should realize and ponder over this fact daily. Allah give me tawfiq and all of us that we take out few minutes and see how Allah Ta'ala special ni'mat upon me that Allah Ta'ala gave me existence and existence in the form of a human being. Now very, very important is to realize that what is this human being? It's not just this outward form that Allah Ta'ala has given us, and now we're existing, and every man can just claim that I am the best of all creation. Yes, we are the best of all creation, but now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us the choice that I made you the best of creation, now I give it, I leave it, I have given you intelligence, everything, all the abilities. Now it is up to you whether you want to not just remain on that high pedestal I created you, but you can progress further and further. And to what limit, what extent you can progress, you can't imagine. And whether it is male or female, everybody today in the so-called modern world, and how with the deception of shaitan, everybody is, women are crying for their rights and equality, gender equality, etc. Allah Ta'ala has given everybody equality. That a woman also, in her achievements, in becoming a proper human being, where she can reach, what heights that she can surpass, how many men, and men also can reach what heights. So Allah has given us gender equality from before. The world haven't understood what is a human being. So we are making all our own ideas and our own understanding, and we think we are human beings. So Allah Ta'ala, it's so very, very important myself, first of all, to realize and understand. This is a very great ni'mat of Allah. Allah has put us on the highest pedestal of creation. But now Allah Ta'ala, as Allah Ta'ala mentions so beautifully in the Quran Kareem, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ أَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Just think and see how beautifully we made you. We gave you these two eyes. Many, many reasons ulama have explained why these two eyes. In this ayat, what Allah puts in the mind there, that Allah is saying, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, that we gave you these eyes to look at the two parts. Which part will make you a real human being, and which part will make you, as Allah Ta'ala says, we'll come to that ayat inshallah, that word then, you're not worth being called a human being anymore. So Allah Ta'ala says, think, we gave you the two eyes, and Allah Ta'ala showed us, Allah made all the intizam, that Allah brought us into existence, and Allah didn't just leave us and say, now progress on your own. Allah made every intizam, all the arrangements for us. Like a father makes all the arrangements for his son, and gives him everything on a golden plate to study and become a top graduate. But if he uses all that, and he not uses, he abuses it, and he doesn't achieve what he's supposed to achieve, then who should he blame? He should be blaming himself. That is why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala over and over reminds us, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْأَبِيدِ. Never ever today, many people unnecessary, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, on our tongues comes that what is happening in the world? Why are you people suffering like that? Why is there zulam? Allah Ta'ala says, Allah doesn't make zulam, aliyazu billah. We are making zulam upon ourselves that we forgot we are human beings. And we have forgot our reality and what we have become. Allahu Akbar. As on one occasion, as Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, a great sheikh of his time, is walking in the street 12 o'clock in the afternoon with a lantern. And he's walking in the street. People are asking him, Hazrat, what's wrong? Idiot like me will say, Hazrat, what's wrong? Screws are loose. The sun is so bright. And you walking with a lantern. He says, no, I'm looking for a human being. He said, but all these people walking around, they say they just outwardly look like human beings. They are not human beings in reality. So that is why Allah has made the nizam, that from a proper, perfect human being, sit in their company and you will learn how to become a human being. So Allah has made us human beings, and Allah has given us this high position, but now we have to learn how to love on that position, and then you can only progress and progress and progress. And Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allah hasn't kept the doors closed of progress. Where does human being can progress, we can't imagine. So first of all, we should realize, as Allah Ta'ala has created everything in this world in two components. One is this outward body, And accordingly, the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which inshallah we will discuss, accordingly Allah ta'ala has distributed these ni'mat. One is the outward body, and one is the reality of this body, the inside, the ruh, the soul. So everything in this world, not only this human being, whatever, the whole world itself also, we should understand that this whole world also, what is functioning, it's not governments, etc., that are just running the affairs of the world, etc. That is the outward, the system of the world, which seems that human beings are doing it. But beyond that, as we learned, the taqweeni umur of Allah, the absolute perfect law of Allah Ta'ala, which is beyond it. So the whole world also, as Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, that لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض الله الله. So one is the outward structure of the world, and what is the ruh, the life of this world? Till when will this world be carrying on? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will let the world function till there's one human being in any remote part of the world that is taking the name of Allah. Which shows the ruh of this whole world is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a human being should understand and realize, today we are so unmindful that I think I'm a human being, but I'm only concentrating on my outward body, and that is what I think, that is I'm a human being, and I think I'm better than an animal. As Allahu Akbar, Allah save me, the worst of all, that if you do a wrong thing, and your elders have to reprimand you and say you're a stupid idiot, we feel offended that how can they call me an idiot. Any person today in the world, you tell him you're a fool, why are you doing, don't call me a fool, I'm not stupid, I'm not idiot. But many places, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, who's an intelligent person? Al-kayyisu man dana nafsa. Intelligent person is that person who realizes that how Allah has created you, Allah has put desire in your heart. But you control that desire, because where that will take you to, it will lower you to the lowest of ebb. So a person should realize, today we only concentrate on this outward body, and we think that is a human being. But the reality, as so beautifully, our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh, his Honorable Son, Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, explaining in the Bayan, he says that, all of you, you all think that you all are seeing me and you are hearing me. So they said, he asked, who can see me? Everybody lift their hands, we can see you. Who can hear me? All lift their hands, obviously we can see you and hearing. He say, no, you're not seeing me, you're not hearing me, because my reality is my ruh, that you can't see. That every person will only see the day, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Don't you know the day when you will be taken out from the qabr, and then what was in your bosom, what was in your heart, that will be made apparent. And then there will be big screens. Yeah, so beautiful example we learned also, that today there's a plane crash, anything happens, the first thing they're looking for, the black box, because that's got all the secret of what happened, what the pilot was talking, etc., what went wrong. So they're looking for the black box to find out where what went wrong. So beautifully we are taught that we should think that my bosom inside, what is in me, my ruh, the day it comes out from my body, and when I see that ruh of mine, Allahu Akbar, as we learned, it is extracted from the feet, and it comes up slowly, and that is why they see if this person is leaving the world, they start touching his feet, is it getting cold or what? As it moves up your ruh, that part of the body starts getting cold and cold. And when a person, his ruh comes out from his mouth, you see a dead person, you see his mouth is wide open, his eyes are wide open, popped out. Why? That is the time his ruh came out, his reality came out, and his eyes saw it. Is this my ruh? So at that time, Hazrat explained so beautifully that we should become proper human beings, that when our ruh come out, I am not shocked that my ruh is black in color. It's not a black box, it must be a white box. It must be that shining box that had the nur of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that box. So Allah ta'ala make us understand and realize, that is why Allahu Akbar, Allah has made the system here. The system of khanqa is just not a normal system. This is a system from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reality of it, the first reality of it, what we learn from Hakimul Ummat, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, and these are the true Hakims, the true real spiritual doctors, and those who had the well wishing of the Ummat and of every human being, that they had well wishing. And Hazrat used to say that if you want to become a human being, then come to my khanka. And if you want to think that you become a big Sufi and a big, very pious person, then go to some other khanka. Because the first thing is, and I have to make dua, we all have to make dua first, daily, that Ya Allah, you made me a human being, mujhe insane kamil bana de. Make me a proper, perfect human being of Allah. Let me realize and understand what is a human being. Otherwise we think that I am a human being, I am better than animals, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are so many human beings, worst of all myself first, that Allah ta'ala says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ عَيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. That see, so many people who look like human beings, we gave them this beautiful structure, this beautiful body, everything. They only concern themselves of the body. They forgot the reality, their inside. That is what makes a human being. That is what makes a reality of a person. Both components put together. And the more important component, the hidden component, the inside component. Today, like the youngsters also, we see that they get a car. They are so obsessed with the outside of the car, that they are shining the car, different type of polishes. Then they want to put all different type of mags, and outside, the outside of the car must be shining. But if inside the engine is seized, then what is the good of that car? When they tell the youngster, take us for a drive, you got a nice BMW standing outside and you're shining it. He tries to start it, it's not starting. What's wrong? The inside is seized. The engine is seized. They laugh at him. They'll say, you are a stupid fool. So myself, I have to look at my own condition. That I stand in the mirror and I want to see that one, as a poet says so beautifully, that oh, so-called insan, you are standing in front of the mirror and you worried every black spot of your face must be taken out, and you're putting this cream and that cream, and how the Western world has fooled us today, while Allah has given us natural beauty. We don't really need all this funny type of creams which burns the beauty of a person, especially woman folk. This type of foundation and that and all, and you're trying to cover all the spots. He says, forget the one spot that you are so worried on your face, worry of the 100,000 black spots that are in the heart. And that is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when a human being doesn't realize he's a human being, and he gets involved in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person commits a sin, a black dot settles in the heart. If a person makes tawbah and realizes, what did I do? I am a human being, Allah made me the best of all creation, and what am I doing? And immediately, Allahu Akbar, Allah has been so kind. Allah did not create us the best of creation, and that we just lower ourselves. Allah wants us to be on a high pedestal. And Allah knows, as we have mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. I created you, I know how weak you are. You are going to make mistakes. So Allah Ta'ala kept the doors of Tawbah open for us all the time. That every minute, and there is no, we have got no choice, but a true human being will all the time realize that I got no choice but just to be engaged in istighfar. That, oh Allah, please forgive me. Whatever I do, even if I think it's the best action, but I am so weak, I just falter, not only falter, I spoil that thing all the time. So a human being, a person should realize this reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it shouldn't be such that, see, I gave you, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. I gave you a heart and mind. What brains I gave you. But you're not using your brains the way a human being supposed to use his brain. When a human being uses his brain, the malaika get astonished and surprised. Because the malaika, when they heard about human beings, one side of the human being which they might have heard, that وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَن يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ. that, oh Allah, Allah said, I'm going to make my vicegerent, Allahu Akbar. And when Allah has chosen us as his vicegerent, as his khalifa, or a person chooses a person as his representative, his vicegerent, and his substitute, who he knows that person will be capable. He will be able, and he knows his ability, etc. But when you get that position, and you abuse it, then see how disgraced you become. Person desires, I must be a minister, I must be a state president, etc. But when you get that position and you abuse it, see what disgrace comes to you. And see what, and if you got some little metal in you, then you will feel disgrace. And if you got no metal, you won't even feel disgrace, you won't even realize that how I've stooped so low. So when the malaika heard that Allahu Akbar, Ya Allah, that these human beings will have those qualities also that can create bloodshed on the face of the earth. And they say, Ya Allah, wa nahnu nusabbihu bihamdika wa nuqaddis lak. Oh Allah, we are ready in your service and you created us for your service. And we are doing your service, making your tasbih and all that, Ya Allah. Use us, oh Allah. This was not like what we think, just an objection. But according to their, how Allah has created them, they have presented their case. Allah Ta'ala says, you don't know what I know. Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is absolute, and as we have mentioned, that whatever Allah creates is only full of wisdom. And whatever Allah has given you what position is only full of wisdom and goodness. But now we have to appreciate it. Allah Ta'ala left it and gave us choice. Everybody says we want freedom. We want freedom of choice. But Allah has given us freedom of choice. But in your freedom, understand and realize, learn how to use your freedom. From the friends of Allah, those people that Allah has made perfect human beings and sent to teach us how to become a human being. What is the reality of a human being? Then see where this human being will surpass that the malaika, Allahu Akbar. It comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sawasam clearly, that the malaika now they feel shy when they see this human being is engaged in zikr of Allah. This human being is engaged in tilawat, how he saves himself from all the temptations. The malaika, they think, are we malaika or are these people malaika? And not only malaika, you surpass that stage also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, first of all, realize, appreciate, I gave you this high position, I gave you this beautiful body, but just think that Allah gave me brains, am I using my brains the way I'm supposed to? And you won't even able to use your brains on your own. You won't able to just use your brains just by reading about brains and reading in big kitabs also. You can even become an alim or deen also. Myself, I'm talking of, we see, you do the whole alim course, but still you see what you are doing is worse than an animal also. It's that same brains that you thought, I got brains, I'm an alim. People must call me an alim. But when I see what I'm doing and I just ponder of my life, then I'm shocked, me and this. So Allah Ta'ala says, that is why, so beautifully, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi said, the system of Allah Ta'ala is, Allah gave you this high position, Allah made the nizam, that if you go through the system, that go to those human beings who are perfect human beings, and who have worked in their field, and they have come to that position, you sit in their company for a little while, then you start realizing, am I a human being or not? Then myself, I'll make tawbah that first of all, forget becoming a Muslim, it's the next stage, then a mu'min, then a wali, it's far from that. That first of all, I'll be making tawbah, Ya Allah. Whatever, I'm not a human being, O Allah. You made me a human being, but I'm like that person. Alaum arjulu yamshuya, laum qulubu la yafqahuna biha. You gave me brains, O Allah. I'm not using my brains properly. How? What stupid actions I'm doing? Worse than animals also. Walaum ayunu la yubsiruna biha, yubsiruna biha, yubsiruna biha. Allah says, I gave you eyes to see so beautiful things. Look at the magnificent creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where you will reach, what your eyes, even the malaika won't know, that you engage in that secret ibadat of tafakkur, of pondering over the greatness of Allah, without even moving your tongue, that when Allah Ta'ala will say in this, put in his book of deeds, this ibadat, you say, oh Allah, we don't know about it. Allah Ta'ala will say, you don't know, I know. My banda with that eye, he was looking at the sky and he was thinking, Allah, how great are you? How magnificent are you, O Allah? So Allah Ta'ala says, but we gave you eyes and you're just flirting around, looking at the wrong things, and it is like you don't have eyes. And it is like you don't, we gave you such a great ni'mat and you don't appreciate it. So human being, the first sign of a human being is appreciation. But where we will learn this appreciation, as so beautifully Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh said, na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se peda, deen hota hai buzurg ko ki nazar se peda. That not in the, all the kitabs, you can reach all the kitabs in the world, and you can give the best lecture on how to become a human being, who is a human being, what is a human being, on good character, etc. But I just go out of the masjid, forget going out of the masjid, in the masjid, I don't realize what stupidity I'm doing. I'm giving taklif to somebody next to me, or I'm doing some wrong thing without realizing it. So he says, you won't just find this in the kitabs also. Na kitabo se, na wazo se, not just by giving big bayans and listening to bayans. As our elders has taught us also. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah also used to say that we're living in a zamana, there's no shortage of CDs in the world. Every person, he posts that my Sheikh CDs, I got so many, whatever you call it, megawatts or whatever, and I got so many flash drives of my Sheikh, CDs, etc. We got all that, but it's on the CD. It's not supposed to be on the CD, it's supposed to be coming into me, and it's supposed to be transforming me, so that reality has to be coming. So today there's no shortage of libraries, there's no shortage of kitabs, there's no shortage. But sadly, myself, the world, the shortage of proper human beings. Allahu Akbar. As Hazrat used to say, that Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, if I get 313 proper mu'mineen, that is proper human beings, then we will rule the world. So today there is a shortage actually of human beings. There are a lot of outward forms of human beings walking around. But when we hear on the news today, what do we hear today? We hear such things that even animals will feel shy. And forget animals, Allahu Akbar. Like another beautiful example has been given. That one day in the days of before, the pious, they used to see shaitan also. So one pious person saw shaitan lying down in one open park and stretched out with his hands and feet and relaxing like a big boss. So this pious person told him, Shaitan, you are supposed to be a busy man because you have taken an oath to misguide all the human beings, but you got time to rest. He says, no, I don't have to. They beat me already. That they are better than me. So when a person doesn't realize who am I, Allahu Akbar, the effect of shaitani qualities will overtake us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ مَا عَيُنُ اللَّهِ يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَوْ مَا أَذَانُ اللَّهِ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. We gave you ears, but what you are listening with your ears? As we just heard, that now how evil is ghibat, but myself, I enjoy ghibat. And I enjoy, I just want to listen, yes, and then what he said, and then what this person said, and then how we are listening to the filth and dirt, music, etc. And Allahu Akbar, in the masjid, musical tones, and we feel happy, this tone is nice. So Allah Ta'ala says, then we gave you ears, you don't have ears. And like you tell your child that you got no brain, but he doesn't like it. But it means Allah gave us brains, we're not using it. So we are not, we shouldn't fool ourselves, myself, when I say we, I'm talking exactly only to myself. We all should look at our own condition, that Allah gave me this beautiful ni'mat, how beautifully Allah designed me and formed me and made me. But what am I making of myself? Allah Ta'ala says, don't be such that when you come to me, I gave you this high position. It shouldn't be, وَلَوْ مَا ذَانُ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُنَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. Allah Ta'ala is now declaring. On the one side, Allah declared, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. What great stress, Allah said, I made you the best of all my creation. On the other side, Allah Ta'ala reminded us, if you don't love up to the pedestal, and you have to work towards this, you have to make an effort every day of your life to improve and to become a better Muslim all the time, a better human being all the time, then a better Muslim, like Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala is telling Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. A person might be thinking, how must I become a better human being all the time? Hey, that I am a Muslim, I am a human being. Allah Ta'ala is telling Allahu Akbar. The best Muslim at that time, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala is still telling him, Isqala lahu rabbu aslim. Oh Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, become a Muslim, submit. He says, he didn't say, oh Allah, I am a Muslim, I am a very good Muslim. Immediately he replied, if we got reality, this is what you will reply. When somebody tells me that I have to learn, this is my lesson, that you're a stupid idiot, then I have to think and ponder. Jazakallah, you reminded me. Please teach me now how to be, come out of that idiotic way of mine. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam immediately submits to Allah, inni asal. Qala amantu bi, qala lahu rabbu aslim, qala aslamtu li rabbil alameen. Oh Allah, I submit to my Rabb, not only my Rabb, the Rabb of all the universes. Oh Allah, you are my creator, and you know that means every moment of our life, we should become better human beings all the time. So first of all, we should learn, myself and all of us, that we have to learn that what a great ni'mat is this to be a human being, and don't just take it for granted that I am a human being, I'm the best of all creation. No, I have to work towards this. And the, how to work, the system of Allah. And as we will explain, that accordingly Allah Ta'ala made the ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then see how you will progress. So the system of Allah Ta'ala is, as Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se, deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. That you won't just get it in the kitab, not just by listening to lectures, not even just by spending. Today Allah has given affluence to spend and give out money for charity. Very good, it's a good thing. But that is much, much more easier considerably to becoming a human being. He says, where you will become a human being? In the company of those people who had concern, and they became human beings, and they became perfect human beings. You sit in their company, then see, you'll appreciate what is this great ni'mah, this great gift. Allah has made me a human being. And we shouldn't be relegated, that Allah says, summa radadnahu asfala safilin. I made you that high pedestal, but if you don't realize, and you don't ponder, and you don't appreciate, we will relegate you, we will lower you to the lowest of earth. That is, Allah is saying, ulaika kal an'am, that these people are like animals. Balhum adal, in fact, worse than animals. Animals also feel shy to commit murder, to commit adultery and rape. But human beings are doing it, and we regard ourselves as human beings. So Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize that we may make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Allah made us human beings. Allah has brought us into the system where we can learn. And one is, we should be begging Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, you made me a human being, make me a perfect human being. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.